The Mishnah Daf Tesayim of Beis that introduced to us the din of Paritz Meruba L'Omeid, Omeid Meruba L'Paritz, and Paritz Ka'omeid also tells us the din of a Pirtz Yasser Me'Yasser. So we've discussed this tangentially in the past, that a Pirtz Yasser Me'Yasser is problematic and it invalidates the Mechitza, or at least invalidates the area of the Pirtza. And that's relevant, among other things, to the Chazon Ish's famous Shita.
Sorry to interrupt. If anybody comes here, you might be sending them down to 317 to the short end of the Halakha Maaseh review. So the non kolo, if anybody comes in, like, just tell them 317.
All right, maybe put a sign on the door.
Okay.
So this is relevant to the Chazon Ish's famous Shita about urban areas and relying on Omeid Ruba Allah Paris to create a Rishis HaYachim in a Torah, and that presupposes that Pirtz Yasser Me'Yasser is only a Din Derabbanan. That, in fact, is a Machlokas Rishonim, and it's famously a Machlokas between the Mishnah of Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim. But before the Mishnah of Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim, there were Rishonim, so we'll just outline some of the positions that we find in Rishonim on this matter, and then move on from there. So if you look in the Gaon Yaakov, as we've mentioned in the past, the Gaon Yaakov is one of the classic Achronim in Masechet Eruvin, written by a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So the Gaon Yaakov on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskul Baha, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskul Baha. And the Mishnah of Yaakov makes the same point in Simen Kuf Kuf Aleph, page Kuf Tezayin. Simen Kuf Kuf Aleph in the classic pagination, page Kuf Tezayin, the paragraph beginning Al Kol Panim. The Mishnah of Yaakov begins a lot of paragraphs of the term Al Kol Panim, but this is the one on page Kuf Tes Zayin. So both the Gaon Yaakov and the Mishnah of Yaakov, who are not related, have a diuk from Rashi and Daf Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there on Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph has the following din: Chotzer Shenifritz Al Rishis Harabim. The top Mishnah, the two Mishnahs, the top Mishnah on Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has the din, Chatzir Shenifritz al Rishis HaRabim. If you have a Chatzir that opens up into a Rishis HaRabim, HaMachnis Misocha L'Rishis HaYachid, or Rishis HaYachid L'Socha, is Chayiv Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, so you have a Chatzir that opens up into a Rishis HaRabim. So if you carry from that area into a Rishis HaYachid, or a Rishis HaYachid into that area has the status of a Rishis HaRabim. So the Chatzir Shenifritz al Rishis HaRabim has the status of Rishis HaRabim, and therefore you'd be chayiv for carrying from the Rishis HaYachid to the Chatzir Shenifritz al Rishis HaRabim. So what is this pirsa that we're talking about? Rashi writes, Chatzir Shenifritz al Rishis HaRabim b'milua. Either we're talking about a Chatzir which is paritz b'milua, where an entire side of the Chatzir is open, there's no wall on that entire side, and thereby the Chatzir is linked to the Rishis HaRabim without any barrier. Oh, Yoser Me'eser. Even if you don't have a Chatzer that is Nifritz of B'milua, even if it's not opened on the entire slide, as long as there is a Pirtza Yeser Me'eser, as long as there's an opening more than 10 Amos, then that is a din of Chatzer Shenifritz of the Rishis HaRabim, and that Chatzer has the status of a Rishis HaRabim, Le'inyan Chiyuv. So you see from this Rashi, say the Gaon Yaakov and the Mishnah Yaakov, that apparently Pirtza Yasser Me'eser is a din d'oraisa. If Pirtza Yasser Me'eser only invalidated a Melchitza midarabbanan, so you wouldn't be chayev for being motzi from Rishis HaYachid into this Chatzir Shenifritz al Rishis HaRabim, or vice versa. The fact that a Pirtza Yasser Me'eser creates a chiyuv chatas, if you're motzi from the Chatzir Shenifritz into a Rishis HaYachid, is proof positive that, according to Rashi, a Pirtza Yasser Me'eser is a disqualification min ha-Torah. Okay, so that seems to be a pretty strong raya about Shitas Rashi, as quoted by the Gaon Yaakov and the Mishnas Yaakov. In the Sefer Teferes Yaakov, also no relation, Teferes Yaakov on page Resh Vav, one second, Teferes Yaakov on page Resh Vav, points out that there's a mashmos this way in Rabbeinu Chananel as well. If you take a look at the Gemara on Daf Kuf Aleph, starting on Amud Aleph, so the Gemara here quotes a Memar of Rav Papa referring to Yerushalayim, that distinguishes three lines from the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph between Kodem Shenifritzu Ba Pirtos and La'akar Shenifritzu Ba Pirtos. That Yerushalayim, in principle, had a din of Rishis Hayakid Il Mali Del Sesenu Nolos Balayl, as we discussed, but in principle, El Mali Del Sesenu Nolos Balayl, in principle, would have had a status of Rishis Harapim. So the Gemara distinguishes between a period in history where the walls were pretty much tightly sealed, and a period where there are pirtos in the walls. Okay, where there are pirtos in the walls, Yerushalayim did not have the status of a Rishus HaRabim. Correct. Let me finish this and then I'll take your question. Okay, so the... what pirtos are we talking about? We could have said that we're talking about parit demilua, or we could have said we're talking about parit meruba ala omed, which would have invalidated mechitzos. However, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a lashon that we're referring to pirtos yeser me eser. I think in this Gemara, the layout of the Rabbeinu Chananel is different than the classic layout of the Vilna Shas. In this Gemara, it seems to be on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. I think in the classic Vilna Shas printing, it's on the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. But either way, the Rabbeinu Chananel has a line of Nifritzu Bapirtzas Yeser Me Yeser. Once it's Nifritzu Bapirtzas Yeser Me Yeser, it had a din of Rishis HaRabim. So apparently, the Rebbeinu Chananel sounds like, says in Teferes Yaakov, that this din of Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser is a din d'oraisa, as we're medayik from Rashi as well. So I'm there.
In case of
Sadi Dalit. Yeah.
It was not only Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser, but was it also Oymen Meruba? Combined?
It doesn't make a difference. If you have a Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser, it doesn't make a difference if it's Oymen Meruba. Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser will invalidate the mechitza even if the rest of it is Omei Meruba.
No, I know we're talking about the rice over here. So if it was just a Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser and still it invalidated for a dry particular purpose, then I would see it as a riot. But if there's two things going on there, if there was a Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser and it was Omei Meruba, so then I wouldn't see it as a riot.
Again, if it was Omei Meruba and Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser, why does that make a difference? If Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser invalidates the Torah,
then I could say that the reason why making it do an effect midrash is because maybe it's the parrot's ruler.
You just said only ruler.
I meant to say parrot's ruler. If it was a combination of parrot's ruler and...
No, but if it's parrot's ruler, you don't have to tell me yes or yes. What's the parrot's we're talking about? See, the Rashi doesn't say just parrot's ruler. He says yes or yes. Either it's parrot's mimulua, or there's a parrot's yes or yes. That sounds like... It's only ruler otherwise.
No, that's good.
The only pirtzos is a pirtzei yeser mei eser. Good.
Okay. But for Rishus Rabin, the case of Kabbalah, doesn't Rishus Rabin need that? I mean, isn't that typical that if you have Rishus Rabin, isn't it typical you're going to have pirtzei yeser mei eser as you need Tezlai and Aleph?
We're talking about the breaches in the walls of Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So you could have a street that's Tezlai and Aleph that goes through the walls. No, but it could have been. If min haTorah pirtzei yeser mei eser doesn't invalidate a mechitza, so then min haTorah, even if I have pirtzos that are yeser mei eser, it could still be your shisa yachid.
Right.
Fine. On the other side, there is a Tosas Arash that the later Sfarim point out. Tosas Arash is on Yudzayin Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Osin, the beginning of the second parak. So Tosas Arash, which was not printed yet in the time of the Mishnah of Yaakov, writes Beferush that Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So in the context of Pasi Biros there, in the beginning of the second parak, the Tosa Rosh has a line that don't bother me with Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser, because Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser is only a Din Derabanan. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan seems to assume this way as well, LaHalacha, that Pirtzei Yeser Mei Eser is only a Din Derabanan. Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Samach Beis Se'if Kav Ches, Shin Samach Beis Se'if Kav Ches. Okay. Now, a related halacha is the din of Pischa b'Keren Zavis. So take a look at the Gemara beginning on Hey Amud Beis on the very bottom. The Gemara in Hey Amud Beis, the very bottom, quotes the Memra of Rav Chanin bar Rava, or Rav Chanan bar Rava. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, Mavli Shenifrat Mitzido b'Eser, Meirosho b'Dalit. So a pirza of consequence in a mavoi, which would prevent the regular tikkun for a mavoi, if you have a pirza on the side of a mavoi, the shear for that pirza is 10 amos, as we just discussed. If the pirza is at the head of the mavoi, then the shear is dalid tefachim. So maishna mitzido be'eser. So why is it that there's a different shear for a pirza mitzido then a pirza birosho? The amar pischahu. Because if you have a pirza dalit tvachim on the side, so you could say that's not a pirza, that's a pesach, that's a doorway, and that doesn't invalidate the mechitza. I mirosho nami name a pischahu. So say the same thing if the pirza is at the entrance to the mavli. Say there as well. That if I have a pirza of dalit tvachim or more, as long as it's less than 10 amos, that's not considered a pirza, that's considered a pesach, and it doesn't invalidate the mechitza. Amar Funa Breidim of Yeshua, Kigon, Shenifrat, Bekarin Zavis. What are we talking about? We're talking about where the pirza is in the corner. The pitzka, Bekarin Zavis, Lava Dinchi. You can't call that a pesach. If you have an opening of 4 tvachim in the middle of a wall, so then I can call that a doorway. But Pischa v'Keren Zavis lo abdi inshi. People don't make doorways in a corner, and you can't reasonably call a pirza in a corner a doorway. Okay, so that's the Gemara's introduction here of the concept of pirza v'Keren. Sorry, Pischa v'Keren Zavis. Sammy.
So if there is a 4 tefachim gap in the middle,
yeah,
in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, then it would be. That'd be fine?
Correct. The Gemara of Kimta of Berosha is Dafka Bekarin Zavis.
And that could extend up to, as long as it's less than 10
amos. As long as it's less than 10 amos.
10 amos, sorry.
Right. Okay. Now, that's one Gemara. Let's take a look at the second Gemara that tells us about Pitzel Bekarin Zavis, and then we'll explain. So take a look. This is Sadi Dalet Mebeis. Beforehand, we were on Sadi Dalet Mebeis Aleph. So the Gemara has on. Actually, let's start on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. So the Mishnah has, the second Mishnah on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph has, Chatzir Shenifritza L'Rishis HaRabim Mishtei Ruchasa. If you have a Chatzir that's opened up into the Rishis HaRabim on two sides, V'chein Bayis Shenifritz Mishtei Ruchasa, V'chein Mavi Shena L'Karosa V'L'Chayav, Mutarim ba'osar Shabbos ve'asurim la'asid lavo divrei biyudas. You have a mavo, you're a chatzer, that was fine when Shabbos began, and something happened to it in the course of Shabbos. So whatever heter tiltel existed when Shabbos began remains in effect for the duration of that Shabbos. And Rav Yossi says it even will remain in future Shabbosos. So the Gemara says, "B'may yaskin, and what's the yokimta in this Mishnah? What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that it says?" We're talking about a chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchasa. The previous Mishnah was talking about where it's nifritza on one side. This Mishnah is talking about where it's nifritza on two sides. What's the rabusa of nifritza on two sides? So, ilema be'eser, if we're talking about a pirza yeser me eser, maishna miruch achas, damar piskahu, mishtei ruchas nami piskahu. So, if we're talking about a pirza pachos me eser, if we're talking about a pirza up to 10 amos, then there's no qualitative difference between a pirza that appears in one side and a pirza that appears in two sides. Any pirza less than 10 amos, whether or not it's in one side or two sides, does not invalidate the mechitza. And if it's yesem yeser, so then even mirach akas is going to be a problem. So Amar Rav la'olam the eser. We're talking about where it is less than 10 amos. Ukegon shenipritz of the karen zavis, the pits of the karen zavis law of the issue. So we're talking about the okimta, the mishnah of nipritz of ishtei ruchaseha is where the pirta happens at a corner. And Pitzka v'karen zavis lo avdi inshi. So even if the pirsa is less than 10 amos, it is still going to invalidate the mechitza. Okay? So what is the definition? What is the Pitzka v'karen zavis that we're talking about over here? So because of my comment earlier today about the fact that we're running out of room on the board, it looks like someone erased the board. So we'll start fresh again. So look at Rashi. Tzali Dalad Amidez on the top. Kagon Shinifritza Bapirza Akas. Shetofeses Dishte Ruchoseha. So the Pirza they're talking about is Tofeses Dishte Ruchoseha, which means that it extends in two directions. If you have a corner here, and you have part of both this wall and this wall are missing at the corner. So that's what's called tofeses or acheles b'shtei haruchos, that the gap is eating into part of two walls going into two directions. So according to Rashi, that's what's considered a pisca b'keren zavis, and pisca b'keren zavis law of the itchi. But according to Rashi, let's say you had a pirsa like this, so even though it extends up to the edge, but it's only ocheles burach achas, it only takes a bite out of one wall and not out of two walls. So according to Rashi, this would not be a pisca that carries us. Okay? Pirsa achas et tefeses b'shei ruchoseh, so only this tzir, according to Rashi, is a pisca that carries us, the low of the inch. Yeah?
How large would it have to be taken?
Well, we'll get to that. Okay. Good. Okay, that is also the position of many other Rishonim. In our Sugya and Daf Vav, that's articulated by the Rashba, by the Ritva, and by the Ran. The Pisco B'Karim Zavis is definitionally where it's Tofeses B'Shtei Haruchos. The Ritva has a seemingly strong riot to this position. The Ritva says, our Gemara that we discussed last time, the classic case in the Asi Avira Gemara, the Omid Ruben, the Asi Avira Gemara, where the Gemara says that if you have a Baboy that is 15 Amos wide, you can be Matir by putting a pass of Gimel Tvachim over here and having, Gimel Amos over there and having 2 Amos of airspace over here. Right? So you have an entrance to a Baboy that is 15 amos wide. If it's 15 amos wide, it's not nitar b'lechi b'kara, but you can solve that problem by having a pass here of gimel amos and 2 amos of airspace over here. Right? So if pisco b'keren zavis applied to this seer, then why isn't this a pisco b'keren zavis? Well, they have airspace over here leading up to the corner of the mubli. So there is one thing, so it seems like a strong rye. I'm not sure how the other Rishonim that will quote soon get out of it, but that's the Ritva's, one of the Ritva's rayas to this position that only Seer A is considered Pisco B'Karen Zavis and not Seer B. However, the position of the Rif, B'Shem Rif Haigon, the Rif B'Shem Rif Haigon is on that base on the base with that Rif, as well as the Rambam Perek Hazayin Alacha Kaf, Perek Hazayin Alacha Kaf, is that Pirsa B'Karen Zavis applies even in Seer B. The Rambam writes, Perek Hazayin Alacha Kaf in Hilchos Shabbos. Suras Pesach She'as Osa Min Atzad. If you have it, Suras Pesach on the side, Ein aklum, she'ein derech hapsachim liyos b'karizavis ala be'emsa. The Yitzuras HaPesach, the Rambam defines Yitzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad as a Yitzuras HaPesach that is in a corner. And he says it's not the norm, Pitzel B'Karin Zavis Lo Avdi Inchi, and Yitzuras HaPesach as well, B'Karin Zavis Lo Avdi Inchi. And that's what the Rambam understands is the soul of, or the Chisaron, of a Yitzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad.
So even if it's not coming from both directions, but as long as you place the piska in the corner.
Right, and like people don't make doorways in a corner.
Right.
So even if you're going to make a Yitzuras HaPesach here and create a doorway, that's Lo Avdi Inchi, and that is invalid. Now, Tosos is beferish not that way. Tosos on Daf Tosos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Tosos writes, the Piska b'Karin Zav is Lo Avdi Inchi, Miu. Ima saw kein Pesach b'mezuzah samashka. But if you make a mezuzah Pesach, havishab your Pesach. The Pesach lay b'karin zavis. So Tosa understands that if you make Yitzuras HaPesach, that would obviate the problem of Pesach b'karin zavis, Lo Avdi Inchi. So people don't have openings, but a Yitzuras HaPesach is more than a stam opening, and a Yitzuras HaPesach would be matir over here. So if I have a Pisco B'Karin Zavis, I could be matir that Pisco B'Karin Zavis by creating a Yitzuras HaPesach. Let's say I created a Yitzuras HaPesach over here by Lachson, and I joined this point and this point with Yitzuras HaPesach, then that would be matir the area inside, according to Tosos. Michael.
Is that including the area towards the corner, or only under...
Well, if I constructed it this way, it would be mounted this area. If I made two Yitzuras HaPesach like that, then it would be mounted that area as well. But Tosos clearly understood that a Yitzuras HaPesach could be mounted an area that otherwise is challenged by having a Pisca B'Karen Zavis.
Just go back. Tosos would say that in Sirvita would also, that's also a problem?
No, Tosos says that's not a problem to begin with.
That's a real world.
Right. I mean, these two issues go together. Number one, whether this is a Pisca B'Karen Zavis, and number two, whether Tosos HaPesach could be matir a Pisca B'Karen Zavis.
Why is one Pesach better than the other Pesach in Tosfos?
Because a Yitzuras HaPesach Ayidei Mezuzas HaMashkov, that's a real bona fide door.
You said Yitzuras HaPesach also.
A Yitzuras HaPesach is a higher grade Pesach than just an opening. Just to point out a marmokum, in the Sefer Teferes Yaakov, he points out, Perek Yudalit, I think it is, that Teferes Yaakov points out that there's the Ritva here in the Sugya and Dafov sounds like the chisaron of Pisco B'Karin Zavis is Dafka if it's Berosh HaMavoi. Meaning, the other Rishonim, you don't get that impression. Even though the Gemara's nidon over here, Daf Hei Mevez Daf Vav Amud Aleph, is about a Mavoi Shenifrats Birosho, but everyone assumes that as far as the din of Pisco B'Karin Zavis, that's Lav Dafka. Meaning, if I have a Mavoi that opens, let's say I have a Mavoi Sasum, I have a Mavoi Sasum over here, and I have a Pesach Mavoi over here, and then I have a Pisco B'Karin Zavis over here, then that would be a problem of Piskel Bekarim Zavis, just like if the Pirtu was over here. The Ritva writes that the only problem is literally what the Gemara presents as a Piskel Bekarim Zavis at the entrance to the Mabli. Lashon HaRitva. Okay, the Ritva says that to get out of the kasha from Daf Hei and Aleph, which we're not going to explore right now, but the Ritva has such a line that the din of Pitzel B'Kerem Zavis is Dafka B'Knisa Samavik, but that's not generally accepted by the Rishonim or La Halacha. Yeah?
Is that assuming there's just nowhere to go in the back? I guess, meaning Rosho, what makes it
What makes it Rosho?
Yeah,
like, again, so there are two types of Amavik. There's a Mavoi Mefulash is open here and here, and a Mavoi Sasim is only open here. And a Mavoi Sasim, that's the only way out, so that's a Pesach. And a Mavoi Mefulash, either side would presumably be Pesach, although a Mavoi Mefulash, you can't be Matcha Balecha Bikar anyway, so
right.
That's not the Nido. Yeah? No, what I'm saying, according to all the other Rishonim and Lahalacha, this is still considered a Mavoi Sasim. And I have a Pirtz over. If not for the din of Pirtz of Karen Zavis, this would still be considered a Mavi Sasin, because it's basically closed on three sides, and I have a Pesach over here.
So they would hold you have to add Lechem Kor, whatever the Shur's Pesach, what you do, but
right.
It's not, no longer lose its shame of Mavi Sasin.
Right. Okay. Now, Lahalacha, we assume, like the day of Rashi and Rov Rishonim, that a Pirtz of Karen Zavis is only a problem if it's Ochelas Dishtei Haruchos. Take a look, for example, at the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Shin Samach Aleph Siv Katan Ches, Simin Shin Samach Aleph Siv Katan Ches. And then we also assume, Lalacha, that a Tzuras HaPesach works to solve the problem of the Pesach of a Karen Zavis, and that is quoted, Lalacha, in the Mishnah Berurah there, Siv Katan Tes. And the Chassid Ish have another suggestion. So if you have a Tzimtzum Pesach here, that'll work. The Chassid Ish has another suggestion, found in Simon Ayin Beis Os Beis, in the Chassid Ish, Simon Ayin Beis Os Beis, that you can be matir a Piskel B'Kerem Zavis by making a kana right here in the corner. So if I put a kana over here, then I have a pirtz of pachos me'eser between the kana and this part of the wall. I have a pirtz of pachos me'eser on this side between the kana and this part of the wall. And I've gotten rid of the problem of piska v'karen zavis. Chazin says, and don't bother me with asi avir da'gisa, because this is considered avir da'alma, as it's external to the mavli. So the Chazon Ish thinks that this is a viable way of getting rid of the problem of Piskel B'Kerem Zavis, and pragmatically, it would probably be easier than having to put up two Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. Avi.
What's the din for such a kana? In the sense of, like, the angle to the ground, like, how... Does it have to be mamish perpendicular, or get an angle? I don't think we talked about...
Well, we haven't talked about spoken about lechia, so we haven't spoken about the Pesach yet.
Okay.
So, od chazol namoed. Okay. Someone asked before, Sam asked, what is the shear for the pirtza of Piskel B'Kerem Zavis? So, at least, that seems to be a machlokas achronim. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Samach Aleph, Seif Katan Yud. Okay, Shin Samach Aleph, Seif Katan Yud. Mishnah Berurah writes, before the Mishnah Berurah, what would you say? What would you say the shear for the pirza of a pirza of the Karen Zavis to be?
We would say on Valshad it has to be Dalit.
Great. So Yisrael Meir says, isn't it Beferish Gemara? The Gemara says on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, Heyman Beis Vav Amud Aleph, they were talking about a pirza of Dalit Tvachim.
Do you think you would just need more than Lavan?
I'm sorry?
I would have thought you would need, it would be more than Lavan, just three.
Okay, but the Gemara seems to say four, yeah. Right? But definitely, if you have a pirza of Dalit, that would be a problem. Okay, so take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Yud. Umistabra, de'im haya ha-pirza pachas me'ama, ein lahachmir. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off by quoting a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim here is an Eshel Avram Sifkat and Dalit. Prima Gadim Simen Shin Samach Aleph Eshel Avram Sifkat and Dalit. And the Prima Gadim writes as follows: Mikol Makam Yira'ed De Pachas Me Ama Yeshlomer De Lo Dach Gusham. Now you could say that people aren't going to push themselves through an area that's less than an amma wide, and therefore that doesn't pose a problem of piska b'karen zavis. Sam?
Does that mean like an amma together, maybe three and three?
So the Chazanish assumes, I think that's how we generally assume, the Chazanish assumes in Ayin Beis Aleph that we measure Ba'alapsa. Whatever the shear is going to be Ba'alapsa, and over here, the line that joins the two endpoints of the Mechitza. Okay? So even if there is, let's say working with the shear Amma for the moment, even if there's more than the shear Amma over here, but as long as the Alapsa is less than the shear Amma, that would be okay. Now, where the Prima Gadim gets the Shir Amr from is Tzorachiyim, especially in light of what seems to be a Beferish Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Come back to that in a second. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Achei Mavodas HaKodesh LaRashba Matzasi Dimishlosha Tvachim Yad Arbat Tzricha Shnei L'Chayayim. That from 3 to 4 Tvachim you need 2 L'Chayayim. And if it's 4 tvachim, so that's a major problem of piska b'keren zavis. The English Erevin Sefi points out that if you look at the Rashi, they talk about a chatzer as opposed to a mavoi. A mavoi would be dalet tvachim. A chatzer, maybe there's this shear of gimel to dalet tvachim. But leaving aside the gimel to dalet versus dalet, the Rashi is essentially saying that the shear is definitely Dalit, as opposed to the Prima Gadim, who says an Amma. And the Rashi presumably is basing himself on the Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Aleph. How is the Prima Gadim going to get out of that? The Tiferes Yaakov suggests that maybe there are sugyos chalukos, that even though the Gemara initially presents a question as a pirzas Dalit, maybe that doesn't hold the maskanas of Gemara. And if you look in the Gemara in Sadi Dalid, which is the second sugya of Piskel B'Kerem Zavis, there's no mention of such a shear. So maybe the Prima Gadim assumed that even though the Gemara initially suggests a shear of Dalid, maybe that's not l'halacha, and that's his best suggestion. In the English Erevin Sefer, they have some kind of a cheshbon to explain the Prima Gadim, which you can take a look at if you wish. But Lemaisa, it sounds like we would assume that a pirza yeser me dalet tvachim or a pirza of dalet tvachim would pose a problem of piska b'karen zavis. Okay? Is a din of piska b'keren zavis a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So So the Chazon Ish in Ayin Beis Aleph initially writes that it's a din d'oraisa. And this is relevant to the Chazon Ish's urban city cheshbon, because if you're going to calculate your Omei Meruba, take into consideration that even Pirtzas Yesem Efter don't bother you because that's a din d'rabbanan. What if you have a Pitzel B'Karen Zavis? The Pitzel B'Karen Zavis is a din d'oraisa, so then that poses problems for creating your Rishus Hayachim Min HaTorah in your city setting. So there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, Cheleches Simen Lamed Beis. Cheleches Simen Lamed Beis. In which he, interestingly, quotes the Chazon Ish in a later paragraph, as assuming that it's only a din d'rabbanan. It's curious that he doesn't quote the earlier writing of the Chazon Ish, who writes beferish that's a din d'oraisa. It's on the English Erev book, they point this out as well, that curious that he didn't quote the earlier Chazon Ish, who says that it's a din d'oraisa. But the Minchas Yitzchak thinks that even the Mishnah of Yaakov would agree that even if Pirtza Yeser may Eser is a din d'oraisa, Pirtza Pitzka B'Karen Zavis may only be a din d'rabbanan.
Is that a session based on?
So the Svara L'chalek is that a Pirtza Yeser may Eser is a more egregious breach than a Pitzka B'Karen Zavis. That fundamentally, even if you're lacking Shein Dalet Mechitzos, you still have Shein Gimel Mechitzos, like we discussed by the Pasuk B'Ros. A Pasuk B'Ros may not be subject to Asur Rabim because it has Shein Dalet Mechitzos, but as long as you have at least Min HaTorah, if you have Shein Gimel Mechitzos, if Gimel Mechitzos Min HaTorah, so Shein Gimel Mechitzos may be enough to create a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. So then if you have Shein Gimel Mechitzos with a Pirtza in the fourth corner, according to that, it could be that if you have Pirtza B'Karen Zavis more than one corner, maybe that would be a din d'oraisa. But if I have Shein Gimel Mechitzos Min HaTorah, and I only have the Pirtza in the fourth Karen Zavis, that might be better on a Torah level than if I have a Pirtza Yeser Me Eser that further destroys the Mechitza. Now you take a look at the Minchas Yitzchak there, how he develops this suggestion. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. Next time we will try to finish up in the next couple times some of the remaining halachas about mechitzos. Probably do Pitikra Yori Vesose next. And I have to see what else. I'll try to send you out Mar Makomos on that in a few minutes. And then after that we will move on to Surah Pesach.